An appeals court ordered Georgia Thompson released from prison yesterday, clearing her of charges that she used political considerations to steer a state contract to one of Governor Jim Doyle's campaign donors. As of today, the court still had not issued a written decision in the case, but during oral arguments, one of the judges called the U.S. Attorney's case against Thompson beyond thin. When the indictment against Thompson was first handed down more than a year ago, state Democratic Party chair Joe Winicky called it a partisan attack by a Republican prosecutor. Winicky was slightly more reserved in his remarks today, but he says this case should be looked at with a critical eye, especially given the recent firing of 8 U.S. attorneys by the Bush administration.
Well, I think anything has to be viewed with some suspicion at this point if it's being done by any U.S. attorney anywhere in the country. And I'm not trying to impugn Mr. Biskupic's motives. I don't know what they are.
Two Democrats who worked with Attorney Biskupic on the investigation once again defended him. Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard told the Associated Press Biskupic is a respected and non-political prosecutor. Governor Jim Doyle also held off on attacking Biskupic personally yesterday. The governor did say that as a longtime prosecutor himself, he had to have faith in the system, although at times that faith was shaken during this investigation. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.